shop. Come here, come here. Any perfume girl wants it. Half price.
It's a sunny afternoon on Canal Street. Two friends visiting from Canada are looking for cheap purses.
So we just started walking and literally people all over the street were Coach, Gucci, Prada. And so we're like, okay.
This is the third visit to Chinatown for Trisha Demery and Kelly Chamberlain in 1 week. They are both wearing knockoff designer handbags they bought the day before.
The characters and the personalities that approach you on the street. It's kind of a fun buying experience. And you get a cheap bag out of it.
But for Councilmember Margaret Chin, this illegal trade is no laughing matter.
This problem has been going on for a long time.
She has introduced a bill to criminalize the buying of counterfeit products with a fine of up to $1,000 and up to 1 year in jail. She's the first Asian American to represent Manhattan's Chinatown, and she says she's speaking up for her fed-up constituents.
You have these people who sell these illegal trademark counterfeit goods, you know, blocking their doorways, going into the building, playing cat and mouse with the police, using their hallways as public toilets. I mean, this goes on constantly.
A longtime advocate for the city's immigrant community, Chin says repeated crackdowns on vendors haven't worked because the appetite for $30 designer bags is so strong. And that appetite only perpetuates Chinatown's reputation as a counterfeit capital.
There is really no excuse saying that there is an underground economy that has to exist. Yeah, we cannot get rid of it, but we could help create opportunity where people can earn a living that they can support their family legitimately.
David Louis, a lifelong New Yorker who heads the city's Chinese Chamber of Commerce, understands what Chin is trying to do. He says he's all for cleaning up Chinatown's image and promoting its strengths.
You're looking for a good doctor? You know, we've got great doctors in Chinatown. They all speak English. Or you're looking for a bargain in men's suits or handmade dresses? We've got plenty of that in Chinatown, okay?
But Louis says the rule would be unenforceable and counterproductive.
Is it going to help any to lock up a tourist and try to set an example? I mean, that's even more bad publicity, you know. Lock up the person who's selling the illegal stuff, and that's the end of it.
Back on Canal Street, Kelvin Zuby says he sells knockoffs because he has a rough time finding a real job these days. He works more than 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and makes up to $250 a day. Zuby says with this bill, Chinatown has more to lose than just bags and watches.
Ask them what would happen if this place gets shut down. They wouldn't come no more.
We wouldn't come to Canal Street.
You should go tell Mayor Bloomberg and City Council there.
Chin knows she's picked an uphill battle. Her bill has five co-sponsors. But at her announcement last week in front of City Hall, the type of occasion when council members are usually flanked by several colleagues and supporters, Chin stood alone. For WNYC, I'm Richard Yeh.